Hi there, my name is Mark Largent. I'm the co-founder of Magic Monkey. It's an architectural lighting design company. We call it Monumental Communication because we use monuments as communication platforms. So basically what we do is we light up building facades to promote all sorts of things. Human rights, brands, municipalities, and we've been fortunate enough to do this since 1995 throughout the world. We're based in Brussels, and we work a lot in Asia. We work some in the Middle East, a lot in Europe as well, and a little bit in the States.
I was really impressed by the Macau building, so I really didn't know that.
Yes, that was a crazy adventure. We were contacted by an architectural firm based in Hong Kong to participate in a competition to light up Stanley Ho's new casino in Macau, which was designed in the shape of a lotus flower, 300 meters tall, so almost as tall as the Eiffel Tower, covered in golden glass, and they wanted it to be outrageous, and we were fortunate enough to win the competition, and this project's been running now since 2007, every day.
How did you get into this work?
Well, our team, the co-founder and I, come from the movie world. She comes from the cartoon world, I come from filmmaking, and we wanted to share our films, our animations, in the public realm, and sort of step away from the theater or the exhibit hall or museum and so on, but really project things in the public sphere. And lighting allows us to do that by integrating architecture and creating imagery that's visible throughout the cityscape over long distances. Selected several times to light up the Grand Place for the Christmas holidays, which was a great place to work. I mean, the canvas itself is so beautiful that we didn't really have to do much to make it look great. And we did a couple interactive projects as well where people could participate and influence the lighting and sound effects of the Grand Place. Yeah, it was really, really fun working on the Grand Place, of course. The city of Brussels has organized a light festival around the inner ring of Brussels. They call it Bright, and they asked us to participate with one of our ongoing projects, which is the ING Marnix facade, and we created a special content for it. It took us a little while because we wanted to catch the Brussels midnight sun, so we wandered the cities at night and eventually came across it and caught this aurora bruxelloréalis that we tamed slightly, and now we're displaying it now on the facade of Marnix, and please come check it out. I'm Belgo-American. My father is American, my mother is Belgian, and I lived, I'd say, two-thirds of my life in Belgium, a third in America, and I'm now back in Belgium since a few years and loving Brussels because it's so central and cozy and allows us to do all sorts of crazy things. It's a great place to be.